Pero tamanna savunneerlega qootigikkara piñaagaarsilagaatarlimniksuliwwa piiraallakum nakuru takma piñaagaarlegataqama иньюлакунуннии сурага ларилагатакама нат макатаорларлума ооллартаарсалума кэпэчэрнеэкама татнатата ооллаккааратакама маллик маллихуни илишоти лумакано нуллартаарлармик нагага тэрэммакано тамат кунига пиниитник саварлармик нагага пиньяагаар тарбикаамик илишоти лумата нималлик маллик маллик лутаатаа малликтиг лум иличчогаани капкоши маллик лаарлумата нувога кисимо лааралэрлим
Okay, maybe this one should have been before he started working with other people. Anyway, his father would follow him at his first hunting days. Like if they're hunting for martens. Martin gwadli makapveche. His father would follow him most of the time when he was learning to set traps and stuff like that. But later on, he started going by himself, backpacking.
Kapvaikkaa siitä tunnilla kama, tällä nyt makatauraslunga pirahtunga se makunnunga sunnut teräkpagnan kajoktunut pinjirakne kama vongan nakmuntunlunga pisukama ukaakme tämä ukiivakin juuni naksamnik panokkaamiklo, nekvingmiklo, nekenniklo, nanekäänniklo, tämä kaniriraktunga Kekmipkit niga tauchiiniktaku paapakarlo kekmikaktu. Tämä se teemrumunga tämä nunagisukkamnun tikiiti akku tapko kandiratka. Tämä taamunga nappakkaaslugu tupe. Tätä miljaakslunga kekmik angilakautipluit. Angilakauteenikappi juvama natmukatauraslugu taibrumungaslunga. Temin nilagbigikamun. Tapa nesi pinjai kaksilgit lima tak nangilya lelya mukiwa.
Okay, and another thing too. He says him and his father only have one set of dogs that one would use sometimes and the other would use. So when he wants to trap for foxes and some other animals, he bring a tent, stove, and some food for him for I don't know how many months when he wanted to trap without going home all the time. So he takes these dogs and bring his tent, stove, and the other food, the stuff. He put them in his sled and take them there to a place where he wanna be for these few months and bring the stuff there. And after he pitched his tent up, put his stuff away, he brings back the dogs because his father have to use them too at home. And then he goes again backpacking to this place where he pitched up his tent and start trapping.
Tavani tera pinjaa kaaslunga tasamma pinjaa kaksarai kämik piekman. Angiljaalgi chaktunga taakna indiga unnitlugu. Tämmasi angiljaa kaaslunga tera kikminik eilgitlugu taamamna inyunnitnatka.
Come springtime, he would walk home again, probably backpacking little stuff. And so he gets the dogs from their home and go get his camping gear and brings them home.
Natara pinyasa taru bokku trek miniga tarnai samnunakla tuwaqat nikhlunga ke miniga tarnai samnunakla ta na enyunda la tamara ke miniga ma arete qonga galakhlunga no taun taru karme orlaqama ilangani angilya sumat nanga temma pinya ko kama glang ilya aktum ilangani ase angilat kegaxlungu kimi temma ketunugani xlunga pe amnuk temma aglalek matami aglalenge setara meki yurongge seta nukker morla kamnuk tatkhanu ke yonuk terupena sha managla maatme angilal gi chaktauni temen
polka he did the same thing before he got his own dogs. So finally, he started raising his own dogs and got much easier, he said. So when he got his own dogs, then he started going out to Nunatak. He was married then and had maybe 2-3 children already at that time. And before they start schooling, because they're, you know, small, young, they take their children with them and go out to Nuntak area. He says they leave fall time and stay out there the whole winter and come back probably in March. Okay, and then when his children start schooling, they travel twice, you know. They stay out there fall time before school starts, and he brings his children back home for school, and he himself go back out again. When the days get longer, he's got about 11, 12, 13 dogs. And at that time, he never takes his kids out no more because they have to school, you know, steadily. So when he go out there early fall, he gathers some caribou meat, sheep, and brings some home for his children here in the village for them to eat on while in school. And he goes out there again. He said he could only sleep overnight one time, just once, and reach Nunatak from here. He would do the same thing from Nunatak to this village, only overnight one time along the way. Yeah, he said his oldest daughter Magdalene was born in a place called Aniyak out there in Nunatak. Aniyak?
Aniyak.
So when she was growing up from a small child, she was raised up there. And she really liked that country. She used to really long to go back up there and see the place where she was raised. Now he said maybe she's less, I mean, forgetting about it. Not talking about it like she used to before. Yeah, he says he's been going out there with people that know that area up there and spend whole year long. And learned about that land from these elderly people that was born before him. That's why he knows the whole area out there. And he says that's how come white people come to him and ask for advice on how to go about living out there, in that area.
That kind of hotel can you put it to what a man? Kanuk iglag out the luta big patigat. Kangem yet at Kagruman nunum, a technique agla kaloka, chama, ten reshara, you go tap, chama, pinyara lava put, bishop now the shilla big one.
Eh?
Bane, dig mishang yarotting agla, the cup is root a persing and red paluk to it.
Eh? Ding mishang yar nar, narsimarusam. Mandi Lakulu, not Makture Kulu, Korlok to Kulu. Those areas we're gonna learn about, right? If we go up there. He says there's a lot of names that he missed when we were writing on the map. So he says that's probably when we'll point out really what name each places have. Please have.
He said,
helicopter would have been better than that float plane, because you can land any place, you know. So he says it might be good to just, you know, seeing from the plane flying, and he can point the places out.
Yeah.
And in the area where we're camping, maybe we can be a walking distance too, probably.
Yeah, we can get out and walk wherever there's a landing place, like a lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dat vamulu sam milu tapi yupte taman khandinga.
Eh.
Pinyaga lakpal.
Bisul gora pagi.
It's just that he's too old to walk, you know, so many areas. Too bad there's no these little tundra vehicles that they use. Mako dari kliro no di new lampe di nito di nasiran naku na yago nagtat kani. Actually go really ba? Because he was at the age that he could be hunting alone now, you know, over there. And from 18 on, between 18 and 27 now, he'll have to talk about that too.
Yeah,
that. That's how 18 years old. Nin, si kanyang muni linyas na nung naglaso tayo ko di ksa kala.
Si muni linyas na nagla.
18 years old nin, si kanyang muni li awit chagla.
Eh, tapos ako.
1927
me merak paluk tik
1927
me merak suk tar eh
niun
na na gak se bal kun duar he tar ta eh lan bangi yo dar ke ke chuan ni klo ta pira tem
Yeah, he said he pretty much know on how to live by his own before he got married to Laura. So it's 18. I don't think he remembers by years from there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mana atau cuma ni dia amnu berlinu naik lepuk, tak na tempat dia lupa penyapan terlalu kok na lorwich.
Terlalu ili raksor.
Yeah.
He's gonna start from the time they were married already and continue on. So they got married 1927.
It's ready, yeah? Yep. It's Demi pasal kau tiga, demi pau tu tu betul nak lip lugu, terus ni lingit ni lelak atas lam ni, demi pau tu ni juga lak tu betul ni shock, terus nak lip lugu liar lugu, pau nak tu ni, demi sihnya lugu tu kahri kapi nak tu ni liar lugu.
Iya. When they got married in 1927, that was the last time they fish using those, the dam across the river. He says, like he was talking yesterday. So that's when he first started living with his wife's parents or his wife's relatives. And that following year, it was the first time he left out for hunting with his wife to a place called Ivisak, which is Redstone, I guess. I didn't. At that time, then he had his own dogs and his own sleds, his hunting. And he says his wife likes to sleep till today. So when he's trapping over there somewhere, taking her with him, she would even don't even know when he left for his traps. So he go without breakfast, just drinking coffee. That's all. When their dogs are running out of food, they went back to the village here. And the relatives, Laura's relatives, sisters and brothers knew she likes to sleep, and they asked her, how did you do when you guys were out there? Did you know when your husband left for trapping? She said, no. She says, when I get up, I go out and see which way his tracks would go. She would look for snowshoe tracks, you know, which direction her husband might lead. That's what she answered her. brothers and sisters. He says it's a very good land because during the time you're back there to hunt, you can eat porcupine just right out there. Very nice country, he says.
Dan nerektara ilokotak pene. Tabane tokurvane iliktiga ogiga ogiga. Demare iliktiga ta nangilokotip lo. Nerkenyagokta. Okay, me electiga logica clapping up per subito, da se ora me peni nami a me extrugo a me pisuma nego da cotta famiglia ne panoxa ti tatto ora da nostro ora ma me extrugo clapping a me nami
e during the winter time when they're out there when he caught a porcupine he burned the outer skin, you know, the quilts and all that, right there where he killed it, in that same spot. And he says, in the summertime, like right now, if you get a porcupine, you have to skin it. Because he said, if you don't skin it, the quilts are just growing in there inside the skin, so you have to skin it out. Even if you burn it, I guess it won't. So you have to skin it in the summertime.
Tamara tamat kila kota ta na ang landak to tampasule tapjo sibulata ukati gisunik kaman ilokota ka na salok upinagsaman ilumingigak to. The rock no runu tamat kunbat ulgi chaknikamat ilokotam biblioma. Atigayanyo nubunga, atigawrayanyo naktit lugu, kutrat musyat lugu itna, tarane katak titalgi chaknikati.
Wallahful.
Mauna tigayanyo ilotigun. Taragok, ketun kakaksakpan, tarakakapayagunni annak takup lugu. Tatagok ilokotakunna. Tämä katunukin jääkäämme naklikshaakonne pitkäit paljon näsä. Taatnakluvu aknauranun taatnasekalikin chaknikkangat ilokotan bibliaunga.
Aanakaini taatnaksimani raktu. Ang iljaminyun. Yeah, springtime, the porcupines are, you know, pregnant. At that time, so when they kill a female porcupine, they take the fetus out. When you take it out, he says it's real clean, you know, it's not slimy or anything, it's clean. So long time ago, they keep these little fetuses and take them home. And when there's a family with a lot of girls or, you know, young girls, they use these little fetuses to just pull out their parka like this and holding the little porcupine by the tail and just let it fall through like this, through their skin and inside. I bet it's cold, and but they do that anyway. And when that girl is at a childbearing age, she can have an easy time bearing her kids, because they say porcupine don't have a hard time having their babies. So it'll be the same thing with that girl. My grandmother had that done to her. She tells me that.
Tara ilokotaktaam nakitun gara kakami. Na yok luo itne yuvok tinne yaksi lenyip yuvok otigira hayat. Tara ma anil gara takami na yok pila lakala kami. Tunnurami itna urgeilinin makunak ngapisiu kaptetnik. Tunnuramme jotta ne chimiktele pyklugu ja teksi liukuteru nitsariga.
Okay, when a porcupine has its baby, she probably stayed with him for maybe a few hours and just leave her there, the little baby porcupine there. But she gets, what you call those, those cushion-like things that grow on trees. Okay, here's a tree, and then there's this they call them tunnurak anyway. They're like pincushion things that grow in birch trees. Those kinds. So the mother porcupine. Yeah, they're soft when you pinch them. So the mother gets that kind of thing from a birch tree and leave it there with its baby for it to eat on. And just leave it, not come back to watch it. The mother would come back once in a great while to check, see if that thing what she got from the tree is gone, and then she would replace it with another one and then leave the baby again. But it don't stay with it all the time, it just comes back once in a great while to see if the food is gone. So that's the reason why they bring that little fetus home to do that to a girl. And the girl's child won't even have a hard time when it's raising up, you know. Because see how the mother treats the little baby porcupine? And that little porcupine grows up by itself, just like feeding on by itself. And maybe that's how a child would react.
Okay,
Okay, after they stay at Ivisak that winter, come springtime, they went out to a place called Gugrok. It's little this side of Selvik, he said, in that area over there. But he said there were other families too that went with them. He says Gugrok, this Gugrok, the river, flows to Selvik. And when they got done muskrat hunting at Kugra, they start backpacking, and their dogs would backpack too with them. So that's these other families that were staying with them. And then they would reach to that camp down there, sun camp, where their parents are living, and stay there with all their muskrat skins. So they travel to Gugrok with dogs, and then when they're leaving Gugrok, they backpack with their dogs too. Two times they went to Gugrok and backpacked the same way he was saying a while ago. Mm-hmm. But then later on, while they were at Gugrok, he built a raft. And then they raft to Selvik, which is a village called Selvik now. And then from there, they leave their raft there and go down to Kotzebue with other people that had boats. And come up here through Kobuk River, down to Sun Camp. So they go Gugrok, Selvik, Kotzebue, and then Sun Camp.
I was able to get a little bit of a kalit ka tau rak lewi kilang ni ban bu ka hotik tap ko. Tera ta dasi tera mau na tau jadi lono tera tera kul leip lugu tau ma kibal lego sa kam duk so no.
19 what day day ma pinya.
Mata ma ni sam ma.
Ubo ta ku pesi mi kir ni walung ni sok tau ni 1935
mi. Mata ma na lam bi pe ubo pesi. Bisu kata orang lelaki tak melulu, dah ganek sih tu, waglanu bana, tenya tu wakatinu bikirok tamani.
1937, bibu tu kandi marukin.
Tasan matamani, ama kata kaya ubat tenya, tenya dah ganek sih kamu tamani.
Tera kinyul lagi meka piakti.
Tera dah ganek sih kamu.
He says about 1937 when after my husband was born, because his mother was backpacking him. That was the last time when they went out to Selwick River, and almost at the end of Selwick River was his brother that spring camping there in that area. So they stayed with him at that time.
There are what the money. 1937, pipi balas semua tak nak aku nunggu betaku utek aku munga terus tekanan ini nak terus apa kali tokorok terus.
And after they stayed with their brother, they all went to the village of Selwick. He said there was his brother had a outboard motor then. So they attached this motor to the raft and went to Selwick. And there might be a river going, connecting to the Kobuk River. So that's how they went and went down to Sun Camp, that area, coming back this way anyway. So at about the year of 1937 was the time that his father died. 2 years after his mom died. Remember 1935? Yeah, 1935. And he says that 1937 was their last trip going towards Selwick area.
Years ago.
So from then on, they both don't go anywhere from then on. But he said he himself go out to Nunatak to hunt from that time on.
Kaunga aglana mipa na tamon tara akulip luguli tatkanak sektuguk amitaro wonga kisima tatkani tami tak nak betul melihat dengan kanernya kanga ekskop lori tak kau ngaku ni terawat si ekskop lori tak kau ngaku tak kau ni ikut lori gua dan inya untuk betul leh panik pun itu mungkin elam kita kita nak kau ngaku terawat aku lagi macam aku leh lori tak kau ngaku seru tiga katam. Ejaklah agla tak kesut nama tak kani taulak. Tahun ni tera angila dah jahit megulu tak kupa.
Ia tera 1946 me pinjak suhu mahatenya 46 mani maruk. Ella.
Ella. Tera kenyuk tit ni mani maruk tera. Demen.
At about 1946 was he said. There were some guys that went here to the village from Nunatak that were hunting, and his wife was here, but Joe was out there. So his wife told these guys that were coming back out to Nunatak to tell her husband to go get her so that she can spend some time with him up there. So they stayed up there together for the last time at about 1946. That's when their first grandchild was born, Ella, their oldest daughter's daughter. She was born while they were out there. She's the same age as I am, his granddaughter.
Every year that Konga Katala to move on a Kishima, the Piligo Yakama Glata Mandi Tashama, that Konga Katahoxim.
So, from then on, from 1946, his wife never followed him again to go out there, but he went out there by himself for I don't know how many years till he was too old to go back out there.
Sixty-five, 64,